to Dr. Douglas on academia.edu for authorship of web document link https://www.academia.edu/44968759/moral-responsibility-for-computationally-designed-products. Moral Responsibility for Computationally Designed Products. David M. Douglas. 2021. AI and Ethics. 21 views. 9 pages. 2 files. Along with unverifiedacademia.edu. Contact names associated to this comment. Dr. Lorraine Sheridan. Dr. Andrew Lustig. Dr. Jerry Kang. Merrill Norman. Accreditations and publications of Dr. David D. Douglas is noted in closing below from this biographical detail document. Web document link, https://ethicsandtechnologyu/member/douglas-d-david/. I do not make this assertion lightly. What might seem improbable or not possible is actually more likely plausible. Taking that I have been quoting the Plato-Stanford.edu paper Computing and Moral Responsibility 2012 long before its 2018 updated revision to include AI concepts, I bookmarked but have not yet read your paper on Moral Responsibility of Computing Technologies. That is my next task. Web document link, http://community.growup.net, spelled GRUWUP.NET, which stands for Great Reasons Us Will Unite Peace, a peace-building informational theory networking ideal construct holding a recombinant mimetics, memspace, a term of the science field of mimetics s mime complexes and guards against mem resistance, concept of social improvements of informational processes, goal points for reality auditing of absolute moral truth and moral responsibility of truth affirming, trust building and trust binding. And most importantly, a dishonesty confronting for national networking presents ideal. This will be repeated. /computing-and-moral-responsibility/2012 author Merrill Norman. Web document link http://community.growup.net, spelled GRUWUP.NET, which stands for Great Reasons Us Will Unite Peace. A peace-building informational theory networking ideal construct holding a recombinant mimetics, memspace, a term of the science field of mimetics s mime complexes and guards against mem resistance, concept of social improvements of informational processes, goal points for reality auditing of absolute moral truth and moral responsibility of truth affirming, trust building and trust binding. And most importantly, a dishonesty confronting for national networking presents ideal. This will be repeated. /information-privacy-in-cyberspace-transactions/1998 author Dr. Jerry Kang. It would not be until the most recent 6 months or so since January 2022 that I have definitive proof beyond a reasonable doubt of something very sinister happening across all of our society and technology, even right now. I cannot guarantee the proper communication exchange here with you on academia.edu without a true response to acknowledge this reaching out to you with this identity. That response or any other academia response would be graciously just deserving. Anything less would be continued cover-up of a conspiracy. I would not become aware of the term this falls under until the late year 2019. However, it was 2005 when I registered an internet domain upon my very keen notice of a maladjusted cultural effect that seemed to be negatively affecting my peer group friends along with myself. Into this day, this is fatal and grave upon my life circumstances. This internet domain space has indeed valid informational society inclusion by making certain marks by domain name to related links on certified TrustFinder and Atelius background return reports for individuals. These links appear because of the content that is stored into my live surface web indexed journal. This journal space began in 2005 as the location of web presence of a personal journal space not to be inclusive of a biased positioning of a 2015 opinion paper. My lineage is completely separate from this criticism of copycat narratives within this of this cultural term. I would not become exposed to this term until late 2019 and you will not find it anywhere in my writing both online public forums, Facebook, Twitter, or any other place in my email history. I recently answered a Gmail survey by Google in which they wanted to know with my main identity what was the status by use of Gmail. This was after Google had reviewed my latest entry into Search Console and I received the following review status. Message type, WNC-608000. Search console. Review successful for web document link, http://facebook-in-the-mindway-reality-audit.website/to-webmaster-of-web-document-link, http://facebook-in-the-mindway-reality-audit.website/. Google has received and processed your security review request. Google systems indicate that web document link, http://facebook-in-the-mindway-reality-audit.website/ no longer contains links to harmful sites or downloads. The warnings visible to users are being removed from your site. This may take a few hours to happen. Dr. Douglas, if you are following me so far, tone detector. How this may sound to readers. Handshake confident. Bullseye direct. Necktie formal. I have a comment that seems to have a moderator review stuck onto an article that appeals to the cultural effect that so far, I have not mentioned this polarizing term. The term appears as a valid researched reality on the National Institutes of Health Library of Health-related documentations. The reason is simple. This affects the mental health of many people. There are actually three separate research findings from April 2020 forward that place this topic a very real consideration by linguistic analysis of online forums. The most disturbing aspect of this is the reference to a 2015 paper issued by the same panel of researchers that appears in April 2020. In 2015, Dr. Lorraine Sheridan's point of view was that 128 narratives on this subject were determined that 100% of the online narratives selected I were from persons suffering from mental illness and were delusional. This is some extreme bias that is not even scientifically plausible considering the complexity of the mind and brain as being the very most complex object known to man. Web document link, https://www.nplmnih.gov, National Institutes of Health /NBK234155/, text equals the brain is the last, the brain boggles the mind. Foreword. The brain is the last and grandest biological frontier, the most complex thing we have yet discovered in our universe. It contains hundreds of billions of cells interlinked through trillions of connections. The brain boggles the mind. Dr. Lorraine Sheridan's 2015 paper is so far off from the truth that it is academically irresponsible to remain unchallenged to the sources of the motives that generated such 2015 paper in the first place. Given the statement Dr. Lorraine Sheridan made in this New York Times article, web document link, https://www.netimes.com/2016/06/11/health/gang-stalking-targeted-individuals.html. United States of Paranoia. They see gangs of stalkers. June 2016. An echo chamber of paranoia. Dr. Lorraine Sheridan, who is co-author of perhaps the only study of gang-stalking, said the community poses a danger that sets it apart from other groups promoting troubling ideas, such as anorexia or suicide. On those topics, the internet abounds with medical information and treatment options. An internet search for gang-stalking, however, turns up page after page of results that regard it as fact. What's scary for me is that there are no counter sites that try and convince targeted individuals that they are delusional, Dr. Sheridan said. They end up in a closed ideology echo chamber, she said. In instructional tracts online, veterans of the movement explain the ropes to rookies. Do not engage with the voices in your head. If your relatives tell you you're imagining things, they could be in on it. Do not visit a psychiatrist. The tribe cuts across all classes and professions, and includes lawyers, soldiers, artists and engineers. In Facebook forums and call-in support groups, they commiserate over the skepticism of their loved ones and share stories of black vans that circle the block or co-workers conscripted into the campaign. In hundreds of YouTube videos they offer testimonials and try to document evidence of their stalking, even confronting unsuspecting strangers. They wanted to basically destroy me, and they did, a young mother in Phoenix says in one video, choking back tears. She lost custody of her daughter and was sent to a behavioral health hospital, says the woman, whose name is being withheld to protect her privacy, but I am going to fight back for the rest of my life. She adds, and guess what, I'm not crazy. Dr. Sheridan's study, written with Dr. David James, a forensic psychiatrist, examined 128 cases of reported gang-stalking. If found, all the subjects were most likely delusional. One has to think of the TI phenomenon in terms of people with paranoid symptoms who have hide upon the gang-stalking idea as an explanation of what is happening to them, Dr. James said. A mishmash of conspiracy theories. Perhaps unsurprisingly, the community is divided over the contours of the conspiracy. Some believe the financial elite is behind it. Others blame aliens. Note recent events. Congressional review of UAP/UFO and reports from Pentagon on these subjects. They could be from aliens, right? Comma, their neighbors, Freemasons or some combination. The movement's most prominent voices, however, tend to believe the surveillance is part of a mind-control field test done in preparation for global domination. The military establishment, the theory goes, never gave up on the ambitions of MKUltra, the CIA's infamous program to control the mind in the 1950s and 60s. The similarities of the cases spoke to a wide-ranging campaign, he said. If the psychiatrists want to say that this is schizophrenia or delusional disorder, that's fine, he said. But every one of these victims have the same story. While Dr. Hall has faced scrutiny from the Texas Medical Board over his mental fitness, he retains his license. Over time, however, many others who identify as gang-stalking victims end up out of work. They are mocked by colleagues, tolerated by family, friends and spouses fall away. End of New York Times mention here. Notation, not all have the exact same story. My narrative? I am one of those exceptions to this rule. My name is James Martin Driscoll and I am a guaranteed verified targeted individual of gang-stalking for more than 17 years. First registration of my online journal includes the internet domain, web document link, http://fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary and patapo not binding, spelled fuckeduhuman.net, registered in June of 2005. Verified? Yes. Verified, to level as of the past 6 months, beyond a reasonable doubt. See video below, mental health system in Texas. A recent Reuters fact check issued in January 2022, disputes there is anything remotely academically defined as mass paranoia. Web document link, https://www.reuters.com/articles/fact-check-coronavirus-psychologist/fact-check-no-evidence-of-pandemic-mass-formation-psychosis-say-experts-speaking-to-reuters-at-usl1n2tn1re. Fact check dash no evidence of pandemic mass formation psychosis, say experts speaking to Reuters. Mass formation psychosis is not an academic term recognized in the field of psychology, nor is there evidence of any such phenomenon occurring during the COVID-19 pandemic, multiple experts in crowd psychology have told Reuters. Notation, below, the reference to COVID-19 pandemic in the following quotes has been replaced to generalized terms for understanding how this then applies to any field of study, one in particular here known as gang-stalking. Dr. Robert Malone, previously fact-checked by Reuters here and here, told the Joe Rogan Experience that mass formation psychosis is a phenomenon that occurred in 1920s and 30s Germany when a highly educated population went barking mad. And that is what's happened here, he said, referring to the COVID-19 pandemic, here. According to Malone, the condition occurs when a society becomes decoupled from each other and has a free-floating anxiety in a sense that things don't make sense. And then their attention gets focused by a leader or series of events on one small point, just like hypnosis. He added, they literally become hypnotized and can be led anywhere. They will follow that person. It doesn't matter whether they lie to them or whatever. The data are irrelevant. The phrase does not appear in the American Psychological Association, APA, Dictionary of Psychology, dictionaryappa.org/browse/m, nor does it appear in the SickNet database of published research articles, here. Numerous psychologists have also told Reuters that such a condition is not officially recognized. I have never heard of this concept, John Drury, professor of social psychology and director of research and knowledge exchange at the University of Sussex, wrote in an email to Reuters. J. Van Bavel, associate professor of psychology and neuroscience at New York University, said the term doesn't exist as a real academic concept, adding, I've been studying group identity and collective behavior for nearly two decades and just published a book on the topic, www.powerofusonline/, and not once have I come across this term. It seems to have been made up recently. There are similar-sounding concepts, like mass psychogenic illness, here, but the scope of these is relatively narrow compared to what is being proposed here. Reuters also spoke to Stephen Ryker, professor of social psychology at the University of St. Andrews, who has studied crowd psychology for more than 40 years. He described the concept of a mass psychosis as more metaphor than science, more ideology than fact. It arises out of mass society theories and crowd psychology theories which developed in the 19th century, and which reflected a fear of the masses, he said. The claim was that people in the mass lose their sense of identity and their ability to reason. They regress to an inferior mental state where they are manipulable by unscrupulous leaders. It has been totally discredited by contemporary work on groups and crowds. Van Bivel, who said he found the idea of mass formation psychosis reductionist, highlighted a different account of the role of psychology, groups and leadership in the rise of Nazism, here. What is true, of course, is that people do have to make sense of a confusing and complicated world with different accounts coming from different sources, said Ryker. We are not experts in ASO-called fields, so when people tell us contradictory things about such fields, who do we listen to? That is a matter of trust and of our social relationship with the source of information. So, the politicization of a particular field of study, the creation of a sense of an establishment enemy who wants to control us is certainly important. It makes the establishment of trust an absolutely critical aspect of the any research field of scientific study, and hence such things as transparency, respect, clarity, etc., become critical. He added, but telling people who disagree with you that they are deluded and in a state of psychosis is essentially a device to silence them and a form of disrespect. It alienates and hence undermines an attempt at dialogue. It isn't an explanation of the problem, it is part of the problem. End of Reuters citation. Therefore, it becomes obvious that Dr. Sheridan's and the panel's 2015 statements were indeed intentional mass ignorance under the field of study science called anatology. Even though she places her repositioning of that opinion in April 2020, it is my claim that the 2015 paper and its ramification is so damaging, even into my very own life to this day, that someone must step forward to the morality of leaving such an opinion just paved onto but not academically corrected. Her April 2020 paper only took 50 narratives in this subject with the sense that is involved to conclude the damages that are happening. Web document link, https://www.tiotube.com/watch/v=zsbtnewso/and/list=pldjptwqtsrw0ejivcax6niav-x3nt4n/index=30nt=19s. Against their will, locked away in a mental hospital after voluntarily seeking help. 91,396 views. February 22, 2018. Introduction transcript. Transcript. 0-100 hours. When tragedies like the school shooting in Florida happen, we start looking for answers, asking what can be done while the debate continues to rage over gun control. Many believe we need better mental health care. It is not that simple. Our mental health system is far from perfect. Some say that's part of the problem, and tonight we follow the money in what we are about to expose. Surprise, even us people who voluntarily ask for help but instead are locked up. Against their will, here Charlotte Huffman with this WFA original. Imagine walking into a mental health facility voluntarily because you want help, then the doors lock behind you, you're told you can't leave, you're stripped of your clothes, your cell phone, you're given a new bed surrounded by strangers, you have no idea when you'll see your family again. Now imagine you're only 11 years old because it was bad. Let's take you back to where this all started. 11-year-old Mason Johnson is on the school bus, so it's a bully but kibba. Called me names, hit me sometimes, I said I wish I was dead so I won't have to be by you. He says he didn't mean it, but mom Latoya, cause I didn't know what to do, took it seriously, so I don't want to, you know, him to kill himself or to have a problem in me, ignore it, so I just wanted help. She got a recommendation to go to Millwood, a private psychiatric hospital in Arlington. We encourage you to reach out to us to find out more about how this facility plays a role in suicide awareness. So the next morning, that Tuesday, I took him straight to Millwood. At 8:30 in the morning, they said it's in a room and they locked us in a room. It notations later in this video transcript. 5:46. Just as that this is a serious problem, Latoya is right. You know, after we first reported this issue last year. We were inundated with people who reached out to us to say they too were held against their will, so we brought those people together because we wanted to hear their voices to their stories come from across Texas. We first became aware of the problem that many of you have experienced when we heard from one family who voluntarily admitted their daughter into a North Texas psych hospital for treatment, and after repeated attempts to have her discharged, they broke out of that facility. The Huff are here tonight. Jason, I want to start with you. You felt like you had to protect your family. Absolutely, they were holding her against her will. She had asked numerous times over that weekend to leave. She asked when she was going to leave, and each time they would get the answer of, oh, in the morning, oh, tomorrow, you're going to be out of here. And when we said we're leaving to go get an attorney, that's when the patient advocate said, no, no, you're not. I literally stood up and the patient advocate rushed me. She grabbed me. She grabbed my shirt. She pushed me. She elbowed my face. All of this until I finally decided I needed to take actual action and get my entire family out of their mercy. And I just want to hear from you. I mean, looking back at that video, what goes through your mind? I get anxious, and I also get really angry, because to know that there are prisoners that have more. End of the video mention. Much more is revealed in this video. News reporting. Tone detector. How this may sound to readers. Handshake confident. Victory hand optimistic. Necktie formal. On an August 2020 blog writing on this subject that did not include the repositioning of Dr. Lorraine Sheridan's paper in April 2020, I am highly critical of Dr. Lorraine Sheridan's silence even after I have attempted and confirmed mail tracking email opens for contacts to the main researchers of this subject that appear on the National Institutes of Health, health-related documentation library, web document link, http://nih.gov. National Institutes of Health. My response to this subject appears so far visible and not removed. This appears in a multiple-part response. This is the direct article entry URL. Web document link, https://soapboxy.com/government/gang-stalking-y-u-may-not-be-a-targeted-individual-comment-specific URL. Web document link, https://soapboxy.com/apa/item-redirect/c026b550012686 comment id equals 70fa52c8-c6f4-4dbf-914a-53a69f6ad0f2. By now making this term included in this correspondence, subjects this reaching out to you in this format's o-term formal subject to being filtered. Without a doubt, there is a maladjusted technology that I have documented across several fields of informational tracking, not only observed by myself but is cross-correlated in online reviews. Now that I am starting to put references to this, Grammarly no longer holds this content as formal for some reason. This is not the first time that I have noticed this changeover. Tone detector. How this may sound to readers. Hugging face friendly. Slightly smiling face joyful. Victory hand optimistic. With a bit of micro-editing, the status returns now. Tone detector. How this may sound to readers. Slightly smiling face joyful. Victory hand optimistic. Necktie formal. I have not spun anything here. Confirmed, since 2005, I have been documenting my life inside a live life journal using Facebook and Facebook Messenger tools. In my most recent need, I do not have trustworthy, adequate medical care for treatment with HIV. There has been a crime that has been conducted with my most recent attempt to reset my primary care doctor and a referral to an infectious disease specialist. I have nothing to hide. I am an open book. What does that mean? And how does one prove they are actually an open book? The answer is plain and simple. Use Facebook to download Facebook data in HTML format and place such data online in a fully public retrieval history archive. That is what we have here. Web document link, http://facebook-in-the-mind-way-reality-audit.website/, your activity across Facebook, saved items in collections, a list of the posts you've saved, and your activity within collections, generated by James M. Driscoll on Tuesday, June 21, 2022 at 11:16 p.m. UTC-7 o'clock, contains data from January 20, 2009 at 6:26 a.m. to June 21, 2022 at 7:18 p.m. A starting point, Humana. Web document link, http://facebook.com/slash facebook-in-the-mind-way-reality-audit.website/massages/inbox/human-message1.html blocked for no reason, comma, dash, Humana agent representative dash Tricia Williams. Web document link, http://facebook-in-the-mind-way-reality-audit.website/messages/inbox/Tricia Williams-Brick-relations-heap-manager-mitluck/message1.html, comma, dash, go365 for Medicare. Web document link, http://facebook-in-the-mind-way-reality-audit.website/messages/inbox/go365-for-medicare-gbikwiplava/message1.html, comma, dash, San Bernardino Sun, the local newspaper of my hometown and current residence. Web document link, http://facebook-in-the-mind-way-reality-audit.website/messages/inbox/sinbernardinosonicm84svzrog/message1.html, lab core, blood test results. Web document link, http://facebook-in-the-mind-way-reality-audit.website/messages/inbox/labcorp-before-djczvk-fork/message1.html. No HIV doctors ordered any HIV blood tests. More criminal IS. The following new test reports includes three results for Tucson Behavioral Health Hospital that I was placed on involuntary hold for the inpatient time direction of. Web document link, http://fuckeduphuman.space. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary and patapo not binding, spelled fuckeduphuman.space/temple-behavioral-healthcare-hospital-incorporated/. October 14, 2021 to November 3, 2021. And I can guarantee you that during this period of time, I had absolutely no lab work done at the order of any doctor there in that Texan Behavioral Health Hospital. From their NPI data record. Web document link, https://npinocoms/hospital/14276710064-temple-behavioral-healthcare-hospital-inc/. Provider profile details. Provider name Temple Behavioral Healthcare Hospital Incorporated. Other name Temple Behavioral Healthcare Hospital Incorporated. Address 1201 Canyon Creek DR. Temple, Texas, 76502. Phone number, 512-544-8279. Fax number. Authorized official name Steve Fillerton. Authorized official titlas/position Vice President. Authorized official contact number 610-768-3300. This site has an interface to commenting tool called Discourse. On 11/21/2021, 6:40 a.m., comments were placed to the actual factual story and captured, even though the NPINOCOMDISQUS moderator marked my comments as spam. This record is placed into actual reference here. Web document link, http://fuckeduphuman.space. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary and patapo not binding, spelled fuckeduphuman.space/temple-behavioral-healthcare-hospital-incorporated/temple-behavioral-healthcare-hospital-incorporated and Temple, Texas Psychiatric Hospital address and contact PDF. This shows a $900 transaction processed on discharge date of November 2, 2021, 3 hours, 16 minutes, and 39 seconds p.m. So, how are these new test results shown on my current LabCorp results? New James Driscoll 06/15/2022 Arkanga. Ultimate Medical Practice Incorporated 06/16/2022. New James Driscoll 06/15/2022 No provider given. 06/16/2022. James Driscoll 03/23/2022 Arkanga. Ultimate Medical Practice Incorporated 03/26/2022. James Driscoll 02/08/2022 SPASC. Foothill Infectious Disease 02/09/2022. James Driscoll 02/08/2022 SPASC. Foothill Infectious Disease 02/13/2022. New James Driscoll 12/08/2021-11. Canyon Creek Behavior Health 12/13/2021. New James Driscoll 10/18/2021-11. Canyon Creek Behavior Health 10/20/2021. New James Driscoll 10/15/2021 Mblay-Tof. Canyon Creek Behavior Health 10/20/2021. James Driscoll 06/22/2021 D. Lozano. California Medical Clinic 06/24/2021. James Driscoll 12/31/2018 Ishig N.O. Borrego Health-SEN 01/02/2019. I have not been in reliable HIV treatment care since March of 2019 and remain barred against consensual adequate HIV treatment care. SBASC is Dr. Sahanjit Singh BASC MD-HIV Doctor. I am in need of this test. Never ordered. GenoSure Archive SM. Test name current result and flag reference interval and units. HIV GenoSure Archive PDF. HIV GenoSure Archive. Polgene Amplic inadequate for sequencing. HIV GS Archive. Performed. HIV GenoSure Archive. Last performed. Web document link. https://patientlabcorp.com/portal/detail/366047469. Ishig N.O. Service date 09/05/2018. Report date 09/17/2018. Tone detector. How this may sound to readers. Slightly smiling face joyful. Victory hand optimistic. Necktie formal. Big man killing tech bug. This is something very much real. This is affected as detailed in medical misdirected treatment, as documented here. Web document link, https://www.alodiaudit.life/medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-caris/prospect-medical-coms/ml/mail-percent-23-big-man-killing-tech-bug-what-if-darkness-overlay-is-intentionally-nullifying-normalcy-into-chaos-html, but affects technology across the board such as Uber slash Postmates. This is my Postmates directions for drivers. My location, @grewup.net, Pisa Building website headquarters. Delivery details, 3260 Grande Vista Avenue, San Bernardino, California, 92405, USA. Pickup outside. It is a new day paradigm. Not a matter invisible with questions left unanswered hanging it. It what? Unquestionable behavior of stranger danger. Imagine a world that connects on two completely polar opposite points at the same time. Imagine a world where we have the normalcy of what should be along with a secondary influence, a dive into the darknet of a not-so-desired of an augmented reality goal of interfering and nullification of the normal. So, if you have read this so far, of course, this is a bit cryptic. If you so play both sides of this life, as a game, it is not as harmless of a funny game as you think. No gangstalking allowed. Google, big man killing tech bug. Find YouTube video @grewup.net. Pisa Building website headquarters tone detector. How this may sound to readers, light bulb inspirational slightly smiling face joyful necktie formal. Seriously Dr. Douglas. Revisiting. Web document link, https://soapboxy.com/apple/item-redirect/c026b550012686. Comment ID equals 70Fe52C8-C6F4-4DBF-914A-53A69F6AD0F2. Part-Introduction. With audio links, not spam. Part 1. MULTIPLE-VERISIONS. ACCESSIBILITY-SPOKEN-VOICE-NARATIVE. AUDIO-MEDIA-AVALABLE. Really the effort of time to listen here. To my best of NSAA, excellence. Male voice-tom-fast presentation, 38 minutes 26 seconds. Web document link, https://inthemindwakengroup.net/og/mailvoice-tom-fast-01 August Mail Voice Dash Sol Dash Fast Presentation 40 minutes 19 seconds. Web document link https://inthemindwakengroup.net/og/mailvoice-sol-fast-02 August Female Voice Dash Karen Dash Slow Presentation 48 minutes 24 seconds. Web document link https://inthemindwakengroup.net/og/female-voice-karen-slow-01 August. The writing on this subject is posted. This addendum is not included in the audio narrative audio. Audio narrative ends above. Obviously, with as many as 600,000 people that go missing every year in the United States of America, the reasons why a person might choose to go missing, off the grid, might indeed be in direct association with being the target of extraordinary efforts of outside interfering influence that the person needs a break. As bad as this also holds, this recent Reuters coverage on the national policy of maladjusted training involved in police forces. Web document link, https://www.reuters.com/legal/government/prevalence-white-supremacists-law-enforcement-demands-drastic-change-2022-05-12/May 12, 202211, 41 AM PDT last updated a month ago. Prevalence of white supremacists in law enforcement demands drastic change. By Hassan Kanyu. Reuters/Fred Greaves. Law review article. Reuters-A Reuters investigation on May 6 indicates that a significant number of U.S. police instructors have ties to a constellation of armed right-wing militias and white supremacist hate groups, a report that adds to a fast-growing body of evidence showing a deadly threat inside U.S. police departments. The analysis found that some of the instructional information presented by police trainers was explicitly racist, and that some instructors endorsed and interacted with white supremacist criminal groups such as the Proud Boys. The investigation adds to mounting academic research, government audits and news reporting that demonstrates the pervasiveness of white supremacy in U.S. law enforcement, and a continuing series of incidents documenting the presence of extremist groups and views among law enforcement. More and more, the evidence suggests the white supremacist infiltration of law enforcement that the FBI warned about back in 2006 is getting worse, and it points to a desperate need for policies, departmental and legislative, to prohibit people who engage in racist conduct or join white supremacist groups from becoming police officers or remaining on the force. Lawmakers in Washington State, for example, enacted legislation last year that requires departments to inquire into police candidates' ties to extremist groups and allows the state to revoke their certification if they are affiliated with those organizations, as NPR reported in November 2021, and California legislators are considering a similar measure. The analysis by Reuters found at least 15 self-identified law enforcement trainers and dozens of retired instructors listed in a database of members of the Oath Keepers, one of several violent anti-government groups that led the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, and finally, take your time to go to the National Institutes of Health to search for the keyword, gangstalking, web document link, https://search.nih.gov, National Institutes of Health /SARC. UTF-8=E2%9C%93 and affiliate equals NIA inquiry equals gangstalking and commit equals search. The first appearing correctly a plead logic realism that appears on April 6, 2020. As you all haters cannot seem to get it properly redone. Dr. Lorraine Sheridan takes only 50 narratives of targeted individuals of gangstalking, and adapts the true real science of linguistic analysis to conclude these published findings. Do you think that Dr. Lorraine Sheridan is backtracking the lie cast down upon the anatology of intentional mass ignorance that obviously she had no academic justification to hold 128 account narratives as 100% delusional? She should have her entire catalog body of work nullified out of existence for that extreme error of intention. Dr. Douglas on academia.edu for authorship of web document link https://www.academia.edu /44,968,759/moral responsibility for computationally designed products. Moral responsibility for computationally designed products. David M. Douglas, 2021, AI and Ethics. 21 views, 9 pages, 2 files. Please accept this correspondence as a part of my reality audit. There is a sinister maladjusted and malcoded technology working against a segment of the population, steering choices for many persons including me to be in the pathway of death instead of life. I am dying from not being able to secure adequate healthcare under the terms that the technology and medical care provider choices are not at my reach for health treatments, but indeed I am a targeted individual to be destroyed, my life ruined by this big man killing tech bug. Google search, web document link, https://www.google.com/sarg/q=%2523bigmancillingtechbug/web document link https://www.tioutube.com/watch/v=gcapper/has0zne. Mac to Pond. 10 subscribers. This is a reaction video to San Bernardino Department of Behavioral Health Community Public Service Distribution Video - everything that these public service videos spread are lies, from the medical industry onto the community. This started with Dr. Veronica Lynn Kelly, previous director of the San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health, who has not taken the courage over the fear of have an open and honest discussion with me. She is listed on my Informational Society Trust Binding Network in this valid naming ID. Web document link, http://dr-veronica-lynn-kelly-fucked-up-human.life. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary and patapo not binding, spelled F. U, C, K, E, D, H, U, M, A, N, dot, L, I, F, E, slash. Save the accusations that this video is telling you a lie. This is no lie. This is a very special reconciliation folder also set up. Web document link, http://musicrecipt-dr-veronica-lynn-kelly-fucked-up-human.life. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace. Public access data space considered temporary and patapo not binding, spelled F U C K E D H U M A N dot L I F E slash. Video description continues on site YouTube. Let us start here with something of a refreshing rain. Index of slash 01 dash conflict avoidance and associated problems slash conflict avoidance dash must terminate with this hate conspiracy slash 01-Dreams by Fleetwood Mac lyrics video to MP3. 02-Def Leppard-Foolin' lyrics, official remaster to MP3. 03A-Barbara Streisand-Don't Lie to Me, official audio, .mp3. 03B-Streisand to Trump and new song Don't Lie to Me, .mp3. 04-Stairway to Heaven Led Zeppelin lyrics to MP3. 05-Def Leppard-Action, not words. Lyrics, official remaster to MP3. 06-NEO.MP3. 07-Pink Floyd-US and Impulse Remastered 2019.MP3. 08-Group Sharing Quality Over Quantity-No Hidden Agendas.MP3. 09-Elvis Presley-In the Ghetto Lyrics Reaction.MP3. 10-Rocky Horror Picture Show-Time Rap, Original Song with Lyrics.MP3. 11-You Needed Metal MP3. 12-Amazing, Remastered 2006.MP3. Mahalia Jackson-Trouble of the World at MP3. Music Playlist HTML. Web document link, http://musicrecipt-dr-veronica-lynn-kelly-fucked-up-human.life. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace. Public access data space considered temporary and patapo not binding, spelled F, U, C, K, E, D, H, U, M, A, N, dot, L, I, F, E, slash 01-Dreams by Fleetwood Mac lyrics video to MP3. Also forwarding this to contact, Welsh Witch Music, lyrics, Dreams, 2004 remaster, song by Fleetwood Mac. Now here you go again, you say you want your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down? It's only right that you should play the way you feel it. But listen carefully to the sound of your loneliness. like a heartbeat drives you mad. In the stillness of remembering what you had, and what you lost, and what you had, and what you lost. Oh, thunder only happens when it's raining. Players only love you when they're playing. Say, women, they will come and they will go. When the rain washes you clean, you'll know. You'll know. Now here I go again, I see the crystal visions. I keep my visions to myself. It's only me who wants to wrap around your dreams. And have you any dreams you'd like to sell? Dreams of loneliness. Like a heartbeat drives you mad. In the stillness of remembering what you had, and what you lost. And what you had, oh, what you lost. Thunder only happens when it's raining. Players only love you when they're playing. Women, they will come and they will go. When the rain washes you clean, you'll know. Oh, thunder only happens when it's raining. Players only love you when they're playing. Say, women, they will come and they will go. When the rain washes you clean, you'll know. You'll know. You'll know. Oh, you'll know. Source, Musics Match. Songwriters, Stephanie Nix. Dreams, 2004 Remaster. Lyrics copyright Welsh Witch Music.